Danny, Coach Nagy was just talking about the continuity that he senses on defense with you guys. How do you feel that at this point?
I feel like we're growing as a group. You know, putting in some pieces, you know, got some key pieces. But all in all, we're learning together and we're having fun out there, you know. And that's the thing about us, you know. We want to keep having fun, but we want to be willing to learn. And that's where our defense is at right now.
What was your reaction in January when you knew Vic was coming back?
I was happy, man. I was excited to have Vic back. I was kind of nervous about him leaving, but, you know, I feel like I really wanted him back, you know. And, you know, this is the right place for him. And he's one of our leaders, and he's one of the guys we go to for calls and also for advice on things. So, you know, it's good to have him here. He's a good coach, man, and, you know, he's been good to us on D.
Can you evaluate Roquan Smith a little bit from what you've been seeing maybe in college, what you're seeing right now so far?
He's quick, instinctive, learns well. He's just out here trying to get better, man. That's what I like about him. You know, he's calling the calls sometimes. You know, he's learning the plays, you know, and that's what you want in them. You want him to come out here and, you know, be humble and want him to come out here and work harder, you know. And I see that in his eyes, you know, coming in here. It's a lot of lights on him. It's a lot of attention on him. But, you know, he's finding himself out here, and he's going out here, and he's trying to make some plays.
Have you taken gravitated towards you and trying to pick your brain a little bit? I mean, are you going to be the mentor for him?
I will. I'm going to help as much as I can. And, you know, that's my job here as the leader on this defense. And, you know, he's a guy that works his tail off. So it should be hard to give him little details about anything. But, you know, anything he need help with, I'm right here to help him with.
In what ways can you guys make each other better as players on the field?
Just pushing each other, communicating. Same thing, man. He's young, but, you know, it's SEC ball. We're both from the SEC, so, you know, we stick together. But I'm just anxious to see, you know, how he keep growing. And he got a good head on his shoulder. He came from a good program. And I feel like we got a good linebacker.
How did the inside linebacker group need to improve?
I feel like we just need to make some more plays, you know. Big time play, turnovers, you know, getting in there, getting TFA or sack quarterback, you know, getting some dances out there, something. But just having fun, man, making more plays and just being loud and more disruptive and putting our name on the front.
How can you contribute to that? You know, we talk about Roquan being some fresh legs, but what can you do to get more good coverage?
Make more plays. Try not to make too many mental errors, which I pride myself on. I really don't make too many, but, you know, I hate it when I do. You know, I feel like it's all on my shoulders sometimes. I like that. But I just want to get us lined up so we can play fast and physical and have fun, you know, and that's the job of a linebacker, and I'll take it with honor.
Coach says you guys are obviously further along in the offense and on a very limited scale here. What are some initial impressions that you noticed from them on the offensive side while you're lining up?
Oh, man, they're quick. They're fast. You know, it's a lot to learn in the offense, more than the defense side. Not to wait in between, but they're molding together. And I like to see that because we're not a bad defense. So they're practicing against us, so they're getting better every day, vice versa. So, you know, It's a daily grind for them, and it's going to be tough, but those guys, they got the right pieces, man. I like what I see out there. When somebody make a play, you know, they're gone. Everybody can run over there, and it's the right fit for Mitch. It's the right fit for the receivers and running backs. I just feel like everybody just need to home in and just continue to grind this camp out.
Danny, what stands out about how Coach Nagy is running things out there?
Oh, man, he's a cool coach, man, and it makes you want to work harder for him. He's always giving us a little detail, smiling, but we know that he's a hard worker just like we are. You know, he's up there working just like we are. So, you know, and he's always put in the right position. He take care of us. So, you know, on the back end where I come from, you take care of a coach like that. You go out there and make plays and you win games for the coaches. And I like the way he came in. Came in humble, but he was hungry, man. And he came in anxious, moving around in the meetings. You know, I like that. And that get me fired up. So, I feel like we got a good leader up there, head coach.
He said you want you guys to have fun. Is that something you just feel is a necessary ingredient for this team?
Yeah, I feel like guys get too into, you know, NFL players got to make this rah, rah, rah. Just be yourself, man. That was one of his models. Be yourself. Be obsessed to be great. Be obsessed with winning. And, you know, just be yourself all the time, and you'll be all right out here. That's all we want.
Nagy said that Fangio likes to kind of rub it in when you guys make a big play out there. Is that part of him?
Oh, yeah.
Is that him being him?
Oh, yeah, that's Vic. It's Vic all day, man. And we like that because that's the kind of defense we are. We're going to get in your face. We're going to make plays. But same time, we having fun. We all getting better at the same time.
Danny, what's it like for you to be healthy this time of year as opposed to last offseason?
It's a blessing, man. I'm getting better and better each time, man. But I feel like this, I'm right where I need to be, health-wise, body-wise, mindset. I got the right group, and we got the right people out here. We just got to go ahead and mold it and keep getting better together and make the right plays when it come our way. Like you said, we having fun out here, and that's the big thing. But we also making plays and flying around together.
And statistically, last year you guys made strides in forcing fumbles and recovering fumbles. What do you attribute that to?
It was just our mindset, man. That's our ball. We got to get it back for our offense. And that's still our approach right now. You know, even more right now, because, you know, this is the time where you grind it out and build that habit. With the young guys coming in, you want them to see that. Where you're flying around, you knowing what to do, but you're still trying to create havoc and get that ball out smartly. Take care of one another at the same time. But you want those young guys to see you working so they fall in and just work their tail off too.
Danny, when the team drafts somebody who plays your position, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on how you look at it. I mean, it is what it is. A good player, and it's gonna help us out on defense. You just want to go ahead and do your job and keep working. He's a good player, just like we all got some good players out here. But we got the right guy, you know, to fit our defense, and he's working his tail off, and he fit in with our linebacker group.
Anything else? All right, thanks.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah.
No problem.